It's been 6 months since anyone has talked publicly about a proposal for a $16 million multi-sport complex developer Dave Stark has been targeting for 200 acres at College and White Oak Road. At the time, consultant Katie Kemp thought she might be headed to public officials with tentative plans for feedback in April. McLean County Chamber of Commerce Director Charlie Moore tells GLT correspondent Colleen Reynolds of sports investments by communities in Arkansas, where he thinks the Twin Cities project stands.
You know, there is a lot of discussion that's going on about this particular project. And, you know, quite frankly, I'm most thankful for that. An opportunity for a community to get together and discuss any idea that we think can help move us forward into a direction, whether it's a direction that you agree with or that you don't. Any idea is well worth the opportunity to vet, to take a look at how we continue to stay relevant as a community, how we continue to economically diversify ourselves, and how we compete with communities similar to Bloomington Normal across not only the state of Illinois, but across the United States. And so I think when you start talking about the Westside Sports Complex, multi-sports complex, and looking at all the unique niches that it could potentially fill based on the conversations that I've heard, that it's well worth the conversation to be had to determine how does this public-private opportunity come together to serve our community, to serve the kids and the families and the sporting organizations of Bloomington Normal and McLean County, but how do we also look at it as a revenue stream? And I think that that's got to be a part of the conversation that we have going forward. Communities not only in Bloomington Normal and across the state of Illinois, but across the nation, are all suffering significant declines in sales tax revenue. And for a very long time, that's been the premise for funding municipal operations. So as a community, there are certain ways in which, or lifestyles in which we're accustomed to living, and certain benefits that we receive and certain opportunities that we have here that you might not have in other locations. And so while we take some of that for granted, we also have to take a look at how do we find that long-term revenue stream that comes to Bloomington Normal? Is it the sports complex? Is that the answer? That I can't tell you. But I can tell you it's worth a conversation to take a look at where you find new revenue streams that aren't continually taxing the residents here or the businesses here, and finding ways that we can bring in outside money from across the state and across the country to come to Bloomington Normal, where they will spend dollars at hotels and at restaurants and at gas stations and in retail outlets while they're here. I think it's important to take a look at where is it that we can find those dollars, and how can we have them not only bring their dollars to Bloomington Normal, but how are we giving them a community in which they want to spend it in? So it makes a great tie into not only a multi-sport complex, but also from a quality of place perspective, what do we have to offer that will attract and lure those conferences and sports organizations to come to Bloomington Normal to play their tournaments here.
That spin-off revenue that we talk about, that $10 million a year, let's say, estimated in a study from a couple of years ago, does come with its own cost, though. You have that upfront capital investment that must be made. What kind of appetite do you think this community has at this time for that kind of investment? And I'm going to put it in the perspective of the recent news about the Coliseum and mismanagement and City of Bloomington dealing with a ticking time bomb sewer system and a street system that needs $80 million in improvements in the next decade.
The question I would ask in response is, why do we in Bloomington Normal why do we find it contingent upon ourselves to continually find reasons to throw stones at each other or to shoot down ideas before they've been properly vetted? And again, not coming in as an advocate and a diehard for any particular project, but I think that we are notorious for having been so successful for so long as a community that we are two things. We are complacent, and we are somewhat risk-averse. Now, there are some people who would challenge the risk-aversity based on some of the projects that have happened over the last 10 years. But I think that the bigger challenge comes from, as a community, I'm a firm believer you will not and cannot tax your way to prosperity, but you also cannot cut your way to prosperity. So as a vision for what we want Bloomington Normal to be, for the people who were here 25 years ago, to us today, to those of us like myself who have young children and hope they're here in 25 years, what's that evolution of our community look like?
GLT's Colleen Reynolds talked with Chamber of Commerce Director Charlie Moore.